Coming up right now, though, rocker, who do we have?
Oh, Terry, alternative and folky. Candace Griffin's music comes straight from the heart. As a songwriter, she takes inspiration from the life around her and with honest words and acoustic-driven emotions. In 2013, Candace released her debut album, A Lesson in Keeping Quiet. 10 years and many releases later, Candace is releasing her new album, A Decade of Keeping Quiet, on July 1st. Here in the studio with us right now, Candace Griffin. Candace, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, we are so happy to have you here. Okay, now, for our listeners, we always like to get acquainted.
Sure.
And let them know who you are if they are not familiar, because then this is a great time to get to know. Who is Candace Griffin? Because as Rocker always likes to say, nobody gets in here without a backstory.
Let's see. Well, I'm Candace. I'm 33. I'm a Sagittarius. So, like, long walks on the beach.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, no, I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm here in Madison, and like you so generously mentioned, I have a new album coming out, and it's basically a reimagining of the first album I put out 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So all these songs are like from 2010 to 2013 when Candace was 20 and upset at the world.
and we can relate.
And I had my dear friends Cat and Hurricane come on and join me on these songs, and so they sound really cool, and we put it out on an album that's coming out July 1st.
Is it weird to go back and take that music and redo it for another time, basically, 10 years later?
I thought it would be. There's one or two of the songs that have stayed like in constant rotation over the years, and I thought it would be like really devastating to go back to some of these, but it's been a lot of fun. Cat and the Hurricane made it super fun, and then we recorded here in Madison at Warm Glow Studios. So Justin Harmon always makes sure we have a good time when we're recording, so it was actually really fun and really therapeutic to go back to these.
Yeah. Dustin's great.
Yeah.
Yes, we love him.
I bet he's awesome to work with. You know, did you make any tweaks in the old songs, in the new songs, and kind of modify some things, polish it up a little bit?
Here and there, not so much lyrically. There's probably only like one or two lyrical changes just because the original lyrics were like so cringy, you know, but like, but really all Cat and Hurricane did was just add their passion to it and just juiced everything up and just, you know, just made it more. It wasn't just me and my acoustic guitar and my friend Dan in his basement with whatever he had at his disposal. Yeah. So it's just more now.
Well, and Jimmy Kay kind of alluded to, you did have a show last night, and Cat and the Hurricane also. How did that feel to get out there?
Yeah, so we were part of Live on Queen Street. That was the second year in a row for us, well, for the event in general, and it was amazing.
What's it like working with Cat and her Hurricane?
Really, for me, all it is they just allow me to be on stage, and I'm doing what I would be doing if I were in the audience, which is just dancing around and singing along. So they are just so generous with their space and their presence that they just want their friends to be a part of it
I find it really cool that, you know, two artists, you're not in... You know, you're not in Cat and her Hurricane or anything like that, but you two, you all play together a lot and support each other, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Cat and I go way, way, way back, as far back as this album, actually. And we knew each other in high school, you know, when we became friends after the fact and started playing music together, we just have that bond. And then as Cat and the Hurricane has evolved, we've all just become a part of each other's musical experience. So it's a really cool thing.
It is. Do we get to hear some music, Jimmy Kay?
Yeah, we're going to hear some music here in a minute.
Okay, in a minute. Ooh, well, now, I can't wait.
I want to know. 10 years ago, you released the debut album, A Lesson in Keeping Quiet, and now you're releasing A Decade of Keeping Quiet. I want to know, well, first, like, what are you keeping quiet? There's some kind of cover-up going on?
Absolutely nothing. Like, I'm keeping quiet about nothing these
days. And what have you learned? What lessons have you learned?
Well, the reason that I called the album A Lesson in Keeping Quiet, all those songs were written about circumstances where I was afraid to talk about, like, in my everyday life. Like, there's songs about depression and, you know, having, you know, ill feelings towards, you know, your friends or, like, you know, maybe family members. And then there's some that are just innocent as I have a big dumb crush on somebody. But things I was afraid to talk about, so I wrote songs about it instead, as one does. And now, since I've just been doing music pretty regularly for the 10 years, I'm not keeping quiet at all. It's all out there. Yeah. And this new title, I guess, is just to signify, hey, it's been a decade I've been doing this, and it's kind of a celebration.
Now, what's the lesson?
The lesson is to just be honest. Just be honest and tell your truth. That's really,
that's really beautiful.
All it is.
Yeah. Wow.
And Candace, you got the album release party coming up.
I do.
At the Communication Live venue here in Milwaukee.
In Madison.
No, Milwaukee Street.
Oh, on Milwaukee Madison. Street. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Communication. I didn't know the... Anyway, Madison, folks.
Yes.
Tell us about this release show.
Yeah, that is July 1st. That's the same day that the album comes out. And really excited to celebrate these songs live. Cat in the Hurricane will, of course, be there with me. My friends Prone to Sorrow, who are an indie folk duo from Janesville, they're old friends. They'll be there.
I like the name of that, too.
They're so great. Oh, my God, you need to check them out. They're wonderful. And then my friend Janie, who's in a group, Uncle Jim from here in Madison, will be there as well.
Oh, that's a good bill.
Do they have band camp or music recorded?
Uncle Jim?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do.
They have pizza with free shrooms, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm so hungry right now.
Whoa.
Nobody probably remembers Uncle Jim's. I told you, we're going to get an award for best comedian. Right?
Well, yeah.
Love Uncle Jim's.
You've called it. You've called that out.
Candace, I'm a big fan of yours. I love your music. I remember a couple years ago you played in the Devil's Lair.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that was January of 2021, Jimmy.
Yeah. That means you got the podcast up on the page, right?
It's going to be up there because that's one of the old ones that we've been harvesting. We've been harvesting all those old Devil's Lair, and Candace included. And we'll be putting them up there onto the podcast page.
That's great.
Candace, thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on the new CD.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Here's that new music.
Yes.
Brand new Candace Griffin. This song is called In the Morning. It's Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music.